We have open enrollment for Medicare October 15th running through December 7th. What does that mean for someone age 65 or older?
Well, it's the annual opportunity for them to make their plan election for 2014. So it's their one time they get to look at their benefits, evaluate their health status, and decide if they want to keep the plan they have or switch to another plan.
When they do select a plan, whether they go with traditional Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan, they are covered, they have health insurance, they don't need anything else, and they are good to go for 2014 as far as the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is concerned.
Absolutely, yes. And a lot of people are confused. Right now we have the health care exchanges for the individuals that are not on a Medicare beneficiary. So Medicare is not impacted by the exchanges. We do have a separate open enrollment period, and it's really important for them to take action and do their research now because they don't want to wait to that last week and make a rush and make probably a poor decision. So we encourage them to take action now.
And so seniors who are looking for some advice on this,
there's many resources for seniors. If they're in a Medicare Advantage plan, they would have got an annual notice of change, and this tells them what their upcoming changes they're seeing. If they're on Original Medicare or an Original Medicare want to shop for a Medicare Advantage plan, there's Medicare.gov. They can go on that website, and they can look to see what by zip code. They can see what all the plans are available for them. They can also call 1-800-MEDICARE. There's also the government offers a SHINE program where these volunteers are trained on what Medicare options are available in their service area. And those people are also trained to educate them what options are available.
Do you have to do anything between October 15th and December 7th if you're happy with what you have?
Well, it's always good to evaluate because you have to evaluate, in addition to the plan, have you yourself changed? Have you now on a prescription drug that you weren't on before? Do you want to travel a little bit more? So you want a plan that has travel benefits that you can leave the service area up to 9 months? Do you interested now of getting a fitness program and want to get more healthy and involved?
What happens if December 7th rolls around and you forget or something happens or you don't select your plan? I mean, what do you do then?
The good news is you're always covered. So whether you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and missed the window of maybe looking at a different type of plan or an attritional Medicare and lost that window to look, you're just locked in for another year and then learn trying to make that decision early. But you're always covered. If you take no action, you're in the plan that you are today. So again, it's an opportunity that the government allows a Medicare beneficiary to make their final elections for next year.
Kathy Winans with United Healthcare Regional Vice President, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.